Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
But a big day in Washington with Bill Clinton appearing to that House Oversight Committee talking about Jeffrey Epstein. Closer to home, of course, former Prince Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor, still facing a lot of heat over his associations with Jeffrey Epstein. And the Star tells us this morning that Sarah Ferguson is in Ireland. It's Fergie time is the headline. Former royal Sarah Ferguson is ducking the global media glare around her ex-husband Andrew by taking time out in Ireland. She is believed to be at a luxury hotel in Donegal days after Andrew was arrested in the UK. So I'm sure people will be keeping an eye out for her in Donegal. She has visited Inishowen before. That's the picture on the front of the Star, is of Sarah Ferguson on a beach in Donegal. And apparently this is where she's on her holiday, some people would say, hiding out. Other people would say, either way, she's in Donegal. Irish Times on the front page tells us the news that the Lewis operator Transdev has lost out on its contract to run the service. They've ran it for 22 years and they were getting €1.75 billion for the contract, and Transdev says it's very disappointing news for staff. Sources have told the Irish Times that a British-French joint venture has been selected as the preferred bidder and is set to take over the Lewis later this year. Now, I believe that staff will be transferred over to the new company and everything will remain the same. But the pair, this British-French venture called Amy and Kilios, I think is how you pronounce it, they have run the Docklands Light Railway in Dublin since 2014. So they have some experience in this area. They also run Manchester's Metrolink Light Rail Network. God, they could run the Metro if we ever get one here in Ireland, actually, because they've experienced that as well. But anyway, Transdev has lost out on the contract and apparently they told staff the news yesterday. We're all gearing up for Ireland's hosting of the EU presidency, and the Irish Times tells us we're going to spend €1 million on a new secure meeting room in government buildings, and this is so you can ring world leaders. It'll be a NATO-proof secure room for calls with international leaders, and it'll cost €1 million. It'll be built in the Department of the Taoiseach, and they say it's because surveillance is everywhere. Always assume you're being listened to now, and this is why they need this NATO-proof room. Irish Examiner tells us that households felt the full force of the government getting rid of the energy credits heading into Christmas, because new figures show a surge in those behind in their electricity bills. At the end of last year, December in 2025, just shy of 320,000 people, domestic electricity customers, owed money on their bills, and that figure had risen by over 20,000 in just 3 months. So you can kind of align that with the budget announcement in October and then the taking away of the energy credits, and also energy prices going up at the end of last year. And all of this resulted in 320,000 people at Christmas in arrears on their electricity bills. Irish Independent: FAI has bowed to pressure to introduce tougher security measures like sniffer dogs and CCTV at League of Ireland games after the sports minister threatened to pull funding for new Astro pitches. Interesting to see, there's a whole rake of games on tonight. See, do people notice an increase in security as a result of this? But the Indo says it's because they bowed to an ultimatum from the minister about their funding. The Irish Daily Mail: English language schools are going to be forced to report students who don't attend classes to immigration officials as part of a crackdown on backdoor entries into the workforce. And the Irish Sun, you may remember this name, Ian Huntley, who is described as a monster. He was serving a minimum 40 years in prison for murdering those two little girls. You'll remember Holly Wells and Jessica Chapman. I'll never forget the picture of them in their matching little Man United jerseys. And this guy killed them. Well, anyway, the news on the front of the Sun is that he is fighting for his life, essentially. So the Sun says, killer bludgeoned Huntley with metal spike and then bragged, "I've done it." So Ian Huntley was bludgeoned with a spiked metal pole in jail, with his attacker yelling, I've done it, I've killed him. And Huntley is now in hospital fighting for his life last night after that assault. It's fair to say not a lot of sympathy on social media for Ian Huntley after this assault, looking at some of the comments I was reading. Inside the papers, the Irish Times tells us five TDs stopped renting out their home, stopped renting out properties last year, according to the latest Register of Members' Interest. Overall, 58 TDs declared land or properties aside from their homes. So we have 58 TDs who are potentially landlords or who certainly own second properties, which then kind of makes you think, are these turkeys voting for Christmas when they vote on rent reforms if they're also landlords? But anyway, we do have five who stopped renting out their properties last year. At least 30 TDs have indicated they were landlords in the last year. However, five said that they stopped renting out properties that they had previously declared. A lengthy report there. You can read that in the Irish Times. Irish Independent has a health warning. And this really just goes to show that there really is no pleasure in life. Because I know a lot of women like to go to the nail salon. But now we have news that you have to wear sunscreen when you go to the nail salon. So obviously nail salons are cropping up in every town and city, but there's a concern about this nail dryer. Now, this is all news to me because I've never been in a nail salon, but you get your nails done and then you get them dried. And the nail dryer has this thing that gives off UV radiation, which can lead to skin aging and play a role in skin cancer. So now we're wondering how safe these nail salons are. The HSE advice is that current research suggests that the carcinogenic risk is low for these UV lamps in nail salons. However, they are advising that you use a sunscreen with SPF of more than 30 before you go to the nail salon. So you have to wear sunscreen now going into the nail salon. Other specialists are also advising that you wear gloves and you cut the fingertips off. So basically it's just your nails that are exposed to the UV lamp, but not your hands. Or some women are also being told, space out the amount of time that you go to nail salons. So if you go every week or every 2 weeks, you space that out. I am told by some of the women in the office that they know about these nail lamps, but they go anyway. But anyway, there's the advice if you are wondering. Then we've other advice in the Irish Times from the CCPC. There's a new thing, again, I'd never heard of this until this morning. There's a new yoke for children. It's a head strap for children's car seats, but actually it's unsafe, so it's kind of counterproductive. The CCPC is describing them as extremely dangerous accessories that can cause spinal injuries and strangulation. So these head straps are available widely online, and they're described as a neck protection belt, head support hugger, or a nap aid or sleep holder belt. And they claim to prevent a child's head from falling forwards or sideways if they fall asleep. But the CCPC looked at 100 of them and all 100 had to be removed as the safety could not be demonstrated. So there's something to consider if you are a parent. And we've a bit of entertainment news for you in the Star. Boy George is going to run in the Eurovision, but he's not running for Ireland because obviously we're not in the Eurovision this year. England have already picked their act. Boy George is hoping to represent San Marino at this year's Eurovision. And next week, the Culture Club star will take part in a selection process with an Italian singer called Senhit. And they've written a song called Superstar. And insiders reckon that they are a dead cert to be picked as the country's act. So Boy George could be going to Vienna later this year. All that and more in the papers this morning. Now,
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.